We're going to finish up today with the latest from the Board of State Canvassers, which today is meeting to certify presidential election results in Michigan. We'd like to play for you some of the speakers that the board has heard during public comment. First, the chairwoman of Michigan's Republican Party, Laura Cox, who does not want the canvassers to vote to certify.
The majority of election officials treated all challengers, regardless of party, with dignity and respect, and let them participate meaningfully in the process. One location and one jurisdiction stood out above all others, being inhospitable and hostile to Republican challenges, the TCF Center.
Let's listen now to Daniel Baxter, who works for Wayne County government, but who used to be Detroit's elections director. He was back this November to advise as voters cast their ballots.
It was a day of great pride, not only just for myself, but for those poll workers and for the city of Detroit at large. No matter what happened on election day, whether or not challengers shouted stop the vote in the TCF Center, whether or not they were violating social distancing rules, or whether they stood in the middle of the processing center without their mask on, nothing, and I mean nothing, deterred our poll workers from being engaged. They stayed focused throughout that entire operation.
And Susan Nash, Republican clerk for the city of Livonia, which is also in Wayne County.
We need to certify this election so we can move forward, so we can do an audit, so we can look into this, and we can let the voters know that everything was done, and everything was done as best as we could, and that we took care of them.
Jeff Timmer is a former member of the Board of State Canvassers. He's also a Republican, and he also urged certification.
This election was not close. Neither was Gary Peters' defeat of John James. But whether the margin is one vote or 1 million votes is irrelevant to the legal obligations this board must fulfill today. Do your mandatory duty, certify Michigan's election results.
We turn now to Rick Pluta, who covers government and politics for Michigan's public radio stations, and he's been following the meeting. Rick, nice to hear your voice.
Hi, April.
Has there been a vote to certify at this point?
No, there has not been. That the meeting started with a motion to take a vote, but that was not seconded, and so it was tabled for a lengthy public comment period that is still going on. And you know, we heard segments of that in the clips that you just played.
Rick, anything strike you about the dynamics of the meeting to this point? What have been some of the more notable moments?
Well, I think the most notable moment was when one of the Republican canvassers, Aaron Van Langeveld, said that he did not see a reason not to certify. And since that means that you would have two Democrats and one Republican voting to certify, then, as soon as they can get this to a vote, then the results will be certified and we can move on to the next steps.
How would you rate the degree of public interest in today's hearing? I mean, it's not that the work of the Board of State Canvassers isn't important, but it seems like it probably doesn't attract the kind of attention that it's getting today.
Well, it's a board that gains attention every couple of years after an election, but this year just the interest is off the charts. That this is a Zoom meeting and there's a chat section where people can post comments, and it's like watching a stock ticker. It's just moving so quickly, and people yelling. Well, I mean, In all caps,
internet yelling, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, internet yelling. Their thoughts about this and what ought to happen, and there's national and international interest in the Board of State Canvassers, and they know it.
For sure. I wanted to ask you a little bit more about one of the Republican members of the Board of Canvassers that you mentioned, Aaron Van Langeveld, mm-hmm. who is a Republican. Did you get much of a sense as he was listening to the testimony and, as you say, he started giving indications that he didn't see a reason not to certify? Did you see him reading the room at all?
He said that at the outset of the meeting, and we should point out that as the legal counsel for the House Republicans, that he reports directly to the Speaker of the House. He's involved in the decision making that the majority caucus, the Republican caucus in the House of Representatives, the decisions that get made there on matters of policy and strategy. And he said that as a matter of law and that as a matter of the duties of the Board of State Canvassers, he did not see any reason not to certify. And then, you know, once there's certification, then you could move on to, requests for recounts and things like that. But you can't do those things until there's an official vote total. And that's what this meeting is about.
I wasn't able to watch the whole of the meeting, but I did see a kind of extraordinary moment in which Aaron Van Langeveld was sort of having a verbal jousting match with an attorney for Republican senatorial candidate John James' campaign.
Yeah.
Could you lay out what was happening there in 30 seconds?
It's sort of this existential question about what the board is about and what the attorney for John James, who, you know, is also on, you know, I guess on the plate here, was trying to say was, well, you're a board. You get to decide what to do. And what Van Langeveld was saying is like, no, we have to operate within particular legal parameters. And what you're asking us to do and what the law says we can do are two different things. And John James' attorney was trying to argue that if the law doesn't say you cannot do it, then you can.
Rick Pluta, our Capitol correspondent. Thanks very much, Rick. We'll stay on these events all throughout the day. Catch up at MichiganRadio.org.